Derek James' third feature this week reviews a new book on the long history of Norwich. Here is Maggie Secker to tell us about this potted history.
From Boudicca to Billy Blue Light and so much more, this new book is one of the finest to be written in recent times about our fine city. There is so much to read and discover about its changing face in Norwich, A Potted History by John Ling, which has just been published. It will appeal to locals and strangers who head our way and learn about the city we can be proud of. One with an extraordinary and fascinating story to tell, which features some remarkable people and places. For several centuries, the second largest city in England, Norwich, has been eclipsed in terms of size and population by many others, but is still a thriving and bustling conurbation with more inhabitants than any time in its long history, says John. During the Iron Age, much of East Anglia was under the control of the Iceni tribe, and the legendary Queen Boudicca is believed to have been born close to present-day Norwich. After her death, the defeated Iceni lived under Roman control at Ventnor Icenorum. The roots of the fledgling settlement, then known as Northwick or Norwick, were laid down in the 6th century and city status was granted by Richard I in 1194. Following the Norman conquest, Norwich Castle and Cathedral were constructed and a monastery existed alongside the cathedral until the dissolution. The Black Death, which reached Norwich in 1349, may have claimed the lives of 2/5 of its growing population. The Peasants' Revolt of 1381 and Norfolk Rising of 1549 resulted in much bloodshed and damage, as did other occasional clashes between the monks and citizens, writes John. Norwich Cathedral was left in ruins for nearly 2 decades following attacks by Cromwell's Puritans during the English Civil War. We then follow the story of Norwich through the centuries, looking at the Stuart and Georgian eras, Victorian Edwardian days, the wars, the changes, and the dawn of a new millennium. Key industries included weaving, brewing, shoemaking, milling, printing, chocolate making and mustard production, along with banking and insurance. And along the way, we get to read about the locals and the visitors. The locals include some extraordinary women we must never forget, such as Julian of Norwich, Amelia Opie, Elizabeth Fry, Harriet Martineau, Anna Sewell, Edith Cavell and Ethel Coleman. Then there are the gents, such as Matthew Parker, who became the Archbishop of Canterbury, and our businessmen, community leaders, artists and so many more. Not forgetting visitors such as William Kemp, the actor, clown and dancer, who decided to Morris dance his way from London to Norwich in around 1599. A sculpture of Will was carved from an oak trunk in Chapelfield Gardens by Mark Goldsworthy in 1999. We then get to meet Robert Hales, the Norfolk giant, standing 7'8", 2.3 metres tall. He travelled to America with P.T. Barnum's circus in 1851 and was presented with a gold watch and chain by Queen Victoria. And no history of Norwich would be complete without a mention of William Cullum, born in a city slum in April 1959. He was known and loved as Billy Blue Light, who would race the pleasure boats from the city to Great Yarmouth. There's a statue of him beside the river at the Bramerton Woods End. Today, Norwich is acknowledged as a centre of the written and performing arts and a growing tourist destination with one of the largest outdoor covered markets in Europe.
Thank you, Maggie.